This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Drop my keyboard. That's okay. I really can't type and talk at the same time. Cannot type and talk at the same time. Okay, so a lot to talk about. COVID has, I think, made a little bit of a switch. And I picked this up early on when I would be seeing patients on telemedicine, and I was starting to get 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 21-year-olds say they have fever. They have body aches, and they're having trouble breathing. Now, being in medicine for 20-some years, maybe longer, but I really don't want to divulge my age yet, I've rarely saw young people with shortness of breath. If I did have a young person with shortness of breath, they would be like having a pulmonary embolism, maybe something related to their birth control, maybe an issue because of smoking or pneumonia, but it was very, very far and few between. Now, I'm hearing it every day, multiple times a day. I live in Nevada, so when I look at the Nevada cases for new COVID cases, it looks like half of them are under 40. Half of the cases under 40. Now, again, I have to see more of a breakdown of who's in the hospital and you know, who's testing positive. So where did we go from this being mostly an over 65-year-old sort of illness to all of a sudden now I'm getting more calls from young people? Now, there's a couple theories for this. One is maybe most of the older individuals had it already. Okay, this hit a lot of people. It hit a lot of people fast in January, February, March. I still wouldn't be surprised if it was here in November and December. So I think a lot of older people got hit. And so now, who left is there to get hit? The younger people. But then you also kind of wonder if maybe this is a mutation of the virus. You know, they say the virus is weakening. Now, why would they say it's weakening? Well, because some places are citing not as many hospitalizations. In my neck of the woods, hospitalizations are going up. In Texas, hospitalizations are going up. Arizona, hospitalizations are going up. But in some necks of the woods, they're having higher positivity rates, but their hospitalizations aren't necessarily going up as much. These positive COVID cases are people that just are positive. They just have a positive test and they still feel fine. They're still talking and laughing and giggling and able to still, you know, work from home and whatever. So when you start to kind of look at the changes, so you start to wonder if this younger population is because it is a weaker virus and the weaker virus is able to, you know, take hold and still manifest, but not necessarily become severe? Or is it that we just have this population shift? Another theory is we have a lot of young people that really didn't dig the whole lockdown thing. You know, at first, you know, okay, so I'm middle-aged, so I'm a Generation Xer. So I'm in between the boomers and the millennials. And I'm parents of Zers, okay? So when this lockdown happened, all right, you kind of had this, okay, well, you know what, we're going to stay home. I get to stay home. I get to work from home. Nice, even though I didn't, you know, because I'm an essential in media and in medicine, so I was still able to run around and do whatever because I'm a workaholic. There's no way I could sit at home. But for a lot of us older individuals, we're like, okay, you know what, we could do this. It's going to suck, but you know what, we could do this. Well, the younger people are like, well, this is great, and I, why not? This is history. This is, okay, you know, we're going to do it for the cause. We're going to do it for the community. But they didn't take it as well. And the reason why I knew this is because I'm friends and I associate with a lot of younger people because I know a lot of students. And, you know, even with the shutdowns, I had people say, look, you know, can we at least practice? Can we at least study with you? Can we at least? And I'm like, well, we're supposed to be locked down. And the younger people didn't seem to really, you know, dig it, okay, if I can use that word, even though that's totally not their word. It's more, it's not even my word. That's like 1970s. But anyway, so my guess is when we finally did get to open back up and we finally did get to kind of, you know, have normalcy and start to, you know, enjoy life again and whatever, I think a lot of the young people were like, ah, and they, you know, they went out and they, and I know because they were like, we're having parties, we're having whatever. Plus, a lot of young people, they had graduations. There's a lot of them getting married and, you know, they still want to get married. They still want to, you know, us older people, I mean, like my hair today, it's horrible. I mean, you know, we're like, okay, if we don't get our hair done, we don't, we'll live. You know, but with a lot of the younger individuals, you know, they're very, very visual. It's a much more visual generation because they have Instagram, they have Snapchat, they have, you know, camera phones. Their generation is a lot more visual. So they want to be seen. And younger people, you really can't lock them up for 2-3 months. Kids, so the Generation Zers were like, ooh, no school, ooh. They're all happy, they were all dancing, doing the dance. But even them, you know, my son was like, you know what, to heck with it. If we get coronavirus, we get coronavirus, okay? I want to see my friends. And, you know, they were still very, so that was after the lockdown, of course. Because I said, be careful, it's still out there. But, you know, the younger individuals were told, this is a mostly over 65-year-old medical issue. It's not. Okay, let me tell you right now, this isn't an over 65-year-old medical issue. Maybe it's because most of 65-plussers have already been exposed. You know, maybe it's because the virus mutated, but we are seeing young people. And when I hear a 20-year-old call me saying, I'm having trouble breathing, okay, that makes me nervous. Right? Because a lot of these young ones didn't live through Asian flu in 57. I believe it was the Korean flu in 60, I forget the year, 65, I have to double check that. Swine flu, a lot of, you know, they're also of the vaccine generation. And the vaccine generation got so many vaccines, which I support. Okay, but they didn't get to go through mumps and measles and chicken pox and all the other stuff that a lot of older individuals did. So I get nervous when I see a virus hit young people. I also get nervous as we're starting to see school districts kind of grapple between how they're going to reopen schools. And you have parents, you know, pushing for 5 days a week, other parents saying, let's just do homeschool, because COVID has shifted and it is shifting now to the younger generation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dolly here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this morning we had some breaking news. Carl Reiner, icon, Hollywood icon, writer, producer, director, actor, has died at the age of 98. We're told he died of natural causes last night at his home in Beverly Hills. That's according to his assistant, Judy Nagy, and it confirmed it to Variety. Now, Carl Reiner, I remember my first exposure to Carl Reiner was the Dick Van Dyke Show. I used to watch the Dick Van Dyke remakes or the reruns, and I thought he was hilarious. I think he played the boss, Dick Van Dyke's boss, and he was pretty, pretty good. And then his son, who played Meathead in All of the Family, Rob Reiner, You know, my mom pointed out, that's his son. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, wow, okay, get it. So, you know, you when I was really, really little, I knew who Carl Reiner was, you know, very, very famously because of, you know, a lot of the shows I would see and, you know, my mom would know what his influence, you know, how he influenced one sitcom versus another. And then many of the younger generation got exposed to him with Ocean's 11. And with Ocean's 11, he was the one that said, I don't know if I'm going to quote this perfectly, but he was the older gentleman. I forget who he played, but he was the one that said he wants his last check he writes to be, you know, the last one. Okay, I really messed up that quote. Anyway, he's the one that kind of made famous the concept of, you know, he's going to spend all his money before he dies, you know, and have the last check written, the last thing he writes. So unfortunately has passed away, and I mean, 98 years old. When I look at this, I like to celebrate life as opposed to, you know, mourn. And, you know, seeing somebody live to the age of 98 is fantastic, especially for men. And so, you know, life expectancy, I always said, was going up, and was going up considerably. I understand the opiate crisis and other things, including COVID and flu, could possibly alter that. But for the most part, if you got some good genes and you're able to take care of yourself and you're lucky enough to get good health care and, you know, in the right place at the right time, you know, there's no stopping us, and we could very well easily live until our hundreds. So, Carl Reiner, thank you for generations of laughs and love and entertainment, and may you rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So also in breaking news, the Supreme Court has struck down a state ban on taxpayer funding for religious schools. Now, again, it's a 5-4 ruling, very, very narrow. But the Supreme Court, and, you know, interesting, usually the Supreme, oh, that's right, yeah, the Supreme Court is usually really, really busy the last week of June. And the most contentious cases get addressed the last week of June, almost like, you know, they're going to throw the grenade and then they leave for the summer. So they're about to go on summer break. So this is why we're hearing all the rulings. And actually, I think today might be even their last day. Yeah, of this session. So this was authored by Chief Justice John Roberts, and the court essentially backed a Montana tax credit scholarship program that gave residents up to $150 credit for donating to private scholarship organizations, helping students pay for their choice of private schools. The state's revenue department made a rule banning those tax credit scholarships from going to religious schools before the state Supreme Court later struck down the entire program. So they said a state need not subsidize private education, but once a state decides to do so, it cannot disqualify some private schools solely because they are religious. I agree with that. Under the program, a family receiving the scholarship originally could use it at any qualified educational provider, which a court's opinion noted means any private school that meets accreditation, testing, and safety requirements. The Montana Department of Revenue cited the state constitution, then changed the definition of qualified education provider to exclude those owned or controlled in whole or in part by any church, religious sect, or denomination. Well, a lot of private schools are religious based. There's Jewish private schools, there's Catholic private schools. So that could, you know, not every private school is secular. So the decision, which the state attorney general disagreed with, was biased, they said, and a, quote, no aid clause in a state's constitution, which bars the state from giving aid to schools controlled in whole or in part by any church sector domination. I'll tell you why I think this is very, very pertinent, okay? So parents of children attending a religious private school sued, and a lower court ruled in their favor, holding that the tax credits did not violate the state constitution because they were not appropriations made to religious institutions. The state Supreme Court overruled that decision and ordered the entire program to be scrapped. Now, I know some of you are thinking, okay, wait a second here. So why does it matter? These are, you know, private schools, most people using private schools, you know, have money. Why do they need the tax credit? That's not always the case. You have a lot of people going to private schools that don't have money, and they require scholarships. Also, many private schools allow the, you know, smaller class environment. I mean, now things are changing, but before, when you had schools where there were 35 children, some of them sitting on the floor, private schools offered an opportunity where the kids could actually sit at his desk. You know, kids had, you know, a little bit more one-on-one. Some kids with special needs do really well in these private schools. So many kids with special needs go to private schools that a lot of times are religious-based. So now you're excluding them. So that's why this starts to get tricky. They say the issue was the case of the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause, which applies to the states through the 14th Amendment. It forbids laws that prohibit the free exercise of religion. Robert said that the Montana Supreme Court erred when they failed to recognize that the state's constitution, quote, no aid clause, violated the First Amendment. So, yes, more the liberal judges were dissenting. Why? What was in a dissenting opinion? Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg argued that there was no constitutional violation because the program ended up being shut down entirely, leaving families from all schools in the same position. Sonia Sotomayor argued in her dissent that the Montana State Court decision was based on state law having nothing to do with the Free Exercise Clause. Stephen Breyer, was joined by Justice Elena Kagan, argued that while Montana's aid program's inclusion of religious schools may not have been forbidden by the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, it was not required by the Free Exercise Clause, as Roberts claimed it was. But where I think this is very, very pertinent is, you know, because a lot of people, Montana's a beautiful state, by the way, but a lot of people think, well, that's going on in Montana. How does it affect us? This is an example of how we still do have a court system that can say, whoa, 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 guys, okay, you're starting to randomly choose here. And we had, unfortunately, with this coronavirus, very loosely made rules, kind of attacking the fibers of our Constitution, and it was allowed under the name of public health crisis, whereas state officials will say, okay, you could stay open, but your business can't, and if you, you know, if you don't stay closed, we could fine you could lose your license, you could go to jail, you could, and it was kind of random because small businesses were saying, I don't get it. Walmart and Target and Home Depot are allowed to be open. Yet you're asking for everybody to make masks, and we have a craft shop and masks and clothing and people wanting to make their own clothing. And people, how is that not essential? Same thing with dentists. I mean, as a medical doctor, I'm trying to take care of dental complaints through telemedicine, and it was inadequate. But randomly, okay, well, because dentistry has a higher rate of spread of disease, so you have to stay closed. Yet, you know, a grocery store where people can cough and sneeze on your fruit, that could stay open. So there was this randomness and not a lot of rhyme or reason or logic. And so with that, it unfortunately, unfortunately it started to make people kind of scratch their heads and go, look, I need a little bit more justification. I need a little bit more evidence as to why you made these decisions. So if somebody goes, oh, you're a private school, or you're Catholic, or you're Jewish, nope, now you don't get covered, that is going to look like a discrimination. Because, see, we allowed that this whole time. We've allowed people to discriminate. You don't wear a mask, you don't get, you know, you don't wear a face covering, you don't do what we say, you don't get food. We're not going to serve you food. And it's all under, quote, unquote, public health. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, taking questions from reporters after giving a statement. It's the first time the former Vice President has taken questions from reporters in 89 days. The former Vice President says we need the World Health Organization to help us fight the coronavirus pandemic.
We have to immediately restore our relationship with the World Health Organization for all its shortcomings and missteps around COVID-19. This is why WHO was created. It is essential to coordinating the global response during a pandemic, and the United States should be leading that response as we had in the past.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are testifying before the House on their response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is giving a warning to Russia about any threats against U.S. forces.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
The Wyoming Republicans' comments come as reports out there that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Earthquakes have folks on edge again on the West Coast. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Another large earthquake has rattled western Nevada, as the U.S. Geological Survey says. The magnitude 5.1 quake struck 18 miles north of the town of Mina overnight. Mina is about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. There are no preliminary reports of injuries or damage. Last month, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit western Nevada.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
free. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is going to be kind of like a weird segment because I need to kind of wrap my head as to how to word this. But the one thing I think we've seen over the last few months is rules don't seem to matter. In fact, I even caught myself, you know, like speeding, making some lane changes that I wasn't supposed to. I'm not admitting this is guilt, okay? I can't tell you where it happened, so no jurisdiction can officially ticket me. But I kind of felt like, nothing's really going to happen to me right now, okay? I'm not going to get busted because there's so much going on. A lot of rules are kind of being overlooked. I think in New York, a famous George Washington monument got completely defaced. There's people graffitiing on the walls, even though the state said, even though law enforcement officials said they are going to go after who did these. We've had a lot of laws broken and no real, when you do something, consequences, no real consequences. Many people are overdue for their driver's license. They're overdue for licensing. When you used to miss your driver's license, you got in big, big trouble. Like, you know, I will extend it. A lot of people are overdue for their medical boards or their dentistry boards or certain tests they have to take. It's okay, we're going to extend it. So a lot of us are getting this get-out-of-jail-free pass. For some, it's nice. Okay, you're like, okay, this is kind of cool. All right? I don't have to show up to work. I could just Zoom in. Yeah, you might be, you know, required to Zoom in, but you kind of have this break. I needed a refill on my medication. No, not the Vagifem. This is another medication. This is another estrogen thing, okay? I know. I love my estrogen. And I haven't done my blood work. I haven't done everything I was supposed to. And my doctor said, you can't get refills until you do this. But because of COVID, I can't do my blood work. I don't follow the rules. I get a prescription refill. Now, this lack of rules might seem fun, might seem exciting. My kids are loving it. You know, they're like, okay, so I don't have to be at school. I don't have to watch what I say. I have heard my kids drop so many four-letter words. And I'm like, whoa, when did you guys get to talk like that? No, we always talk like that. Mom, it's just we're never home. Now that we're home, you hear us talk like that. Like, you're not going to talk like that. They go, well, you talk like that, Mom. Yeah, well, I'm Mama. Okay? All right? I'm supporting your tushies, so I get to talk the way I want to. And I notice I let the kids... You know, I mean, are they, you know, taking showers every day? Are they doing their laundry? Are they, we've let things go. No one's making their beds. No, I mean, it's just, we're just starting to get really lax about that. And whether it's something as minor as not making a bed to something as major as seeing a monument defaced or seeing, looting of stores, I think a lot of us have kind of picked up that not a lot of rules are going to be enforced. Take that and we get all these new rules. Right, well, you got to wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask, you don't get to buy food. You're like, okay, so that's a rule. And then you put the mask on, and you go in, and then you see other people not wearing the mask. And, you know, everybody's doing the mask shaming. They're kind of looking at each other and whatever, you know. But you're like, okay, well, this is kind of a halfway rule. And then you start to hear other rules, okay? Like that one who was paddleboarding in L.A. Well, you're not allowed to paddleboard. Wait, I thought we're supposed to social distance. No, you're supposed to stay at home. So then the rules start to kind of mix, all right? Then we're told, well, you don't have to wear a mask if you have a medical condition. Yet businesses, if they don't comply, they could get in trouble. So what are you supposed to do if you get inspected and you have two or three people who claim medical condition not wearing a mask? Now you get in trouble? So then as these new rules are coming, the enforcement, there's no guidance on enforcement. There's no guidance on how to protect yourself when you have intent. You have intent to do good and follow the rules, but you can't make other people follow the rules. And what I'm seeing from, you know, the cliff here is this whole brew of chaos. And that's a problem. All right? Once you think rules don't apply, you start, not following them and doing less. And I admit I've been doing the same thing. Same thing with like my nails and my hair. I mean, to me, I was like, look, I'm in public, so I need to do my hair every 6 weeks. I need to do my nails. No, nails, salons, they were closed for months, which means the concept of you needing to kind of take care of yourself and primp and you know, do certain things to make yourself look presentable. No, that doesn't exist anymore because we've closed down salons or we've closed down, you know. The concept of you needing to be social, you needing to take your kids to school, school even. I mean, I grew up, you know, if you don't go to school, you get taken away, even though that doesn't happen. And as a parent, if my kids don't go to school, Child Protective Services could be at my door. Now it's no, we might not even have the kids come back to school. Or if we do have the kids come back to school, maybe we'll do this, we'll do that. I mean, everybody now is starting to fumble with what the rule is. And what's dangerous about this is many of the rules that we have been ingrained for years. And all of a sudden, we're making up new rules that, and most people don't get the memo. There's a lot of people that don't watch the news. There's a lot of people that don't go on social media, understandably so. So then they walk into a grocery store to get food for their kids and they don't have a mask and they get turned away. Okay, well, you'd think, okay, everybody needs to get the memo. People should probably watch TV or whatever. Well, what if they don't have a job? What if they can't pay their Cox cable bill or their DirecTV? They're not going to be watching TV. I can't tell you how many people they say they don't have regular cable television. They don't. They might stream some Netflix, but they don't get local news. So we're starting to make these rules with no precedence, with not a lot of evidence behind them. I'm not saying this so much about the medical, but I'm saying about, you know, okay, well, you know, we're going to online learn and we're going to do this. And where's the evidence that works? You know, I mean, where's the evidence that somebody's underwear, people are apparently wearing underwear as their mask. They think it's funny. There was one, oh my gosh, I don't know if you guys heard this. There was a lady who needed to take Uber, she and her friend, and the Uber driver would not let them in the car if they didn't have a mask. Now, I don't know if that's an Uber rule, but again, we have a new rule. So apparently the woman took off her bra and panties. I think she gave the bra to her friend, and then she put the panties on her face, so they had a face covering. I mean, you would think this should be enough, but it's not, you know. So you're now also having random people make rules. You're having 16-year-olds, teenagers that are behind the counter at fast food rewriting rules. Okay, well, no mask, so no mask, that means whatever you're wearing doesn't count. I mean, people are just making rules up as they go. And these rules were made after years and years of kneading and refining and filtering. And you know how when you eat food, it goes through your colon and your colon just churns it and churns it until it gets out all the water. And then it kind of makes it into poop until it finally goes out. That's kind of what this world has done. This world has been one big colon. All right. And it has been making tons and tons of poop, but it's a methodical, well done process. Now we're pulling new rules out of our retroperitoneum, out of our butts, and we're expecting the world to kind of understand that. And we're having mess ups, whether it's with the refusal of service, whether it's what we're doing with school, whether it's what I see on the road. I see people violating tons of traffic laws now because they think nothing's going to happen. When was the last time you saw somebody get pulled over for a ticket? So in this rule-less society we're going into, be careful, because there's going to be a lot of stupid getting done. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Arizona has now announced closures of bars, gyms, other businesses, I think also movie theaters. for the next 30 days because of a, quote, brutal COVID-19 increase. And be licensed in Arizona and taking care of patients in Arizona over the phone, I have to tell you, yes, they have had huge spikes. Urgent cares haven't been able to take many of them. Testing, there are long lines for testing, so they're having issues. And so Arizona's going back to closing bars, gyms, movie theaters, and other businesses for another 30 days. That's according to Governor Doug Ducey. Water parks and tubing must also close. And they've had about 75,000 reported infections, up from 46,000 10 days ago. So almost doubled. And maybe 75% increase. But they said our expectations that next week our numbers will be worse. It will take several weeks for the mitigations we are putting in place to take effect. And the largest increase is those between the ages of 20 and 44. They now make up of 22% of the hospitalizations in Arizona. 16 other states have also pulled back reopenings. Bars were ordered to close in Texas, parts of California, some in South Florida. Beaches are going to close again for the upcoming holiday weekend. On-premises alcohol consumption has been suspended. Groups of more than 10 people are going to be prohibited from gathering at outdoor pools in Arizona, apartment complexes, private facilities. Again, 4th of July weekend, that's usually when people barbecue, they want to watch fireworks, get outside. Not going to happen. Arizona schools now are going to push back the start of their school year to August 17th. Did you know that many schools are supposed to open August 10th? We're talking in 40 days, schools are supposed to reopen. Might not happen. To reopen, affected facilities must attest to public health regulations and post it for the public to see. The goal, he said, is for establishments to get back open in 30 days. So they're doing everything necessary. Ducey said, now this was last week. Apparently at first he wasn't going to require that people wear masks to Trump's Phoenix rally, but now he's encouraging all Arizonans to mask up. AMC Theaters, from what I believe, they are one of the largest theater companies. They've had to roll back their opening. They were hoping to reopen when Disney would release Mulan and I think Trolls. I'm not sure if Trolls is online. And so AMC Theaters wanted to reopen, having some brand new movies and align it with Hollywood. Hollywood, I think, had to delay. AMC had to delay because of coronavirus. So those, you know, AMC has been struggling, and they've been really, really nervous about opening up and being able to, you know, make it in terms of the financial ruin that this has caused. And unfortunately, now they've had to kind of put things back. Cirque du Soleil has filed for bankruptcy protection. Cirque du Soleil is, it kind of goes hand in hand with Las Vegas, as well as multiple other venues throughout the country, because Cirque du Soleil is a lot of the hotels that have headliners. You know, remember it used to be Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr. or whatever. Well, we do have headliners. Sometimes Jerry Seinfeld, or you'll have like Elton John or Cher or somebody sing, whatever. But Cirque du Soleil, the shows like O and Ka and Love, Michael Jackson's show. The hotel needs these shows to on their marquee, brings in, you know, people want to see the shows. Just like you go to Broadway in New York, you know, you go to Vegas sometimes for the shows. And Cirque du Soleil has had to file for bankruptcy. They've also had to lay off 3,500 people. Cirque du Soleil is Canadian, and they blamed this bankruptcy on the immense disruption and forced show closures as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. It is aiming to restructure its debt with assistance from the Canadian government and private equity firms. So they had to, Michael Jackson won, fantastic show. Beatles Love I haven't seen, but O was one of my favorites, Ka. And Cirque has entered a, quote, stalking horse bid from its largest backers, including a mix of multinational private equity firms from the U.S., China, and Canada for $420 million. So they are trying to stay afloat, but they have to still file for bankruptcy and do layoffs. So they're going to receive $300 million in fresh funding to support a successful restart and provide relief for some of Cirque du Soleil's affected employees and partners. But they still have to deal with their liabilities, and they are drowning in $1 billion in debt. So it's sad to see, because if Cirque du Soleil can't regroup and can't come back and entertain, that, you know, you need other companies being able to, you know, fill in. And again, many people are cash strapped. So as we're starting to see the reclosures, businesses who barely got to reopen are mad. And apparently, Texas bar owners are suing Governor Abbott in Texas. So, I'm looking right now at Washington Post. T. Allen Parker had to close up her brand new bar during the coronavirus pandemic. She had scrounged up money to pay her employees, manufactured her own hand sanitizer. See, that's, be careful with that, though. Okay, I do not like people manufacturing their own hand sanitizer, but I get it. The World Health Organization taught us how to do it when it was on short supply. She even sold masks. And apparently when coronavirus began soaring, they were told to shut down again on Friday. So the 45-year-old owner of Machine Shed Bar and Grill has put up a fight. She said, "You can't tell me that my little tiny little bar is the problem." She said, "He's the problem. He's targeting us, and it's discrimination." So she and 21 other Texas bar owners have sued Abbott as of yesterday and the state's alcohol regulators to halt the shutdown order, arguing it unconstitutionally bypasses the state legislature and comes at the particular detriment of bar owners, families, and employees. Barbershops, hair salons, and other types of businesses can continue to operate at full capacity. So the lawsuit says that the order specifically directed at Texas establishments that makes most of their sales off alcohol unfairly singles them out. And again, this is what I'm talking about. You have, you know, not a lot of rhyme or reason with these rules. Now, bars, people coalesce when they drink. They might not be following social distancing rules. So, I could see why a bar would be chosen over a salon, because in a salon, if you have two people, not crowds of 100, but you have two people at a station, and they're both wearing masks, and they're using Clipperside, and they're sanitizing and all that, and you know, they're not being allowed in if they're sick, yes, there still could be spread, but it's not like a busy bar. So I get that, but it is unfair. If you, luck of the draw, picked a industry, that just happens to be one that a governor decides to close. So the lawyer representing the owners is Jared Woodfill. He says this one individual is picking and choosing winners and losers. They say Governor Abbott has chosen to sentence bar owners to bankruptcy. Now, neither the governor's office nor the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission immediately responded, but new infections have shot up in Texas this month, reaching more than 153,000 residents. Abbott admitted he should have been stricter on drinking establishments earlier in the pandemic. He said, "If I could go back and redo anything, it probably would have been to slow down the opening of the bars." Now, I live in Nevada. In Nevada, we have kind of the opposite going on, where the Culinary Union is filing lawsuits against the Las Vegas casinos demanding better employee protections. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you don't reopen, you go under. If you reopen, you could get sued. What do you do? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.